托塔的神事呢，当时耶稣去到马窦的面前呢，马窦是很惊骇的，因为之前呢他已经认识耶稣的，但他从没想过说要做耶稣的这么近身的弟子，所以他很惊慌，因为他自己觉得都不堪当，因为税利为人的眼中呢都是 公罪人，就是大家认为他是罪人，所以一方面如果他加入的话呢，可能影响耶稣的团体。根据华托特的神事看到呢，是耶稣以一种很友善的眼光去望住这个 马窦的，这份望住呢很重要，因为只有天主的慈悲才可以感到一个人就算摆得他自己那种的偏差，是用耶稣的眼神去鼓励他的。而祈祷耶稣都叫了他三次，好像伯多禄那样，你爱我妈那样，他都有三次叫了他。福音就是很简单，就说你来跟随我，他起身这样去。其实那个神事里面看到呢，是耶稣说了三次你跟随我吧。咁后来佢有勇气嘅，我谂佢嘅勇气唔系得你只谦卑嘅，你只谦卑，咁啊跟耶稣。所以今天我哋能够有机会望住主耶稣嘅面容咧，系一个福分。亦都根据一个都系另外一个。神使者咧，佢话佢点解啲魔鬼咁快脆，即系天使啊，咁快成魔鬼咧？佢如耶稣讲嘅，佢假如天使能够先望到天主嘅眼，即系天主个光嘅时候咧，佢哋唔会落地狱嘅。佢哋根本创造嘅时候咧，已经系骄傲，佢自己本身啊，一个高级啊嘛，系一个神体啊嘛。他有个智慧，是极高的智慧，差不多等同天主那种的 高程度，所以他们呢一创造的时候他根本就没有望到天主呢，就半边就成魔鬼。耶稣说假如他望一望天主的慈悲呢，他不会成为魔鬼的。即同一个道理，父天和修女的使命，他们将人的将我画像画出来让人看，当他看到的时候是要恩宠给他们，同一个道理。当你看到耶稣的眼神的时候，看到耶稣的心那种光的时候，你自然有一种心力去悔改，就是用心力去跟随主的。但假如我们的只是闭上眼睛自我地不望住耶稣，不望住圣体的话呢，很容易就是走入去你自己的圈子里面，你自己个人 的思维里面没有走出来。因为天主做我们 的思维都是望住天主嘛，都要举心向上。但假如我们没有这一点的质素的话呢，我们很容易就落入陷阱，很容易受这些诱惑的。希望我们的祈祷呢都能够望到主耶稣，至少个心神是向上，不是看自己，是看住耶稣，耶稣一定会帮我们。 So the calling of Matthew is very special because Matthew is the tax payer, tax collector, so he's kind of a sinner, public sinner, so he didn't want in the beginning to follow Jesus, don't want toYou know, make the group despised by the other people. In fact, people is really criticize him, Matthew, to be with And also criticize Jesus, be with Jesus, with Matthew. And that's why Jesus says, those who need mercy is the one that they are sinners. So it's always a calling from the heart. Matthew followed Jesus despite the fact that he might give some bad example to other people. I mean, for the common people, they want to accept Jesus because there's a tax collector in the company of Jesus. But for Jesus, it doesn't matter. For Jesus, more important is give glory to God the Father is more important than to give the glory to him, to men. So at times we might be phobia about the criticism from people, how are people seeing us and how we do, and then Jesus, don't worry, all these little things. Just praise the Lord, for God the Father is the most important thing.